Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to My Transformation. As you listen to the shows, ask God, Lord, what is the message for me today? What do you want me to know for my life today? Thank you again for listening to My Transformation. May God bless you always. I am here live. I'm having problems with Blog Talk. The first time I guess the problems with Skype, it dropped the call, so it was a little mess up in the beginning. But I wanted to share with you an experience that I had on my way home today. I was driving on a road that had four lanes, and there was two left turn lanes, one straight lane, and then one right turn lane. And I was getting in the left turn lane, and the line was so long, I like trying to peek around other cars to see, you know, why is there only one left turn lane? It's supposed to be two. But the thing is just that the line was so long that people were trying to get in those two left turn lanes. And then I noticed that the straight lane had no cars driving in it. It was just clear. And the right lane had cars driving in it and they making their right turns, because you can make that right turn on red, you know. So when the light finally changed for us to go, the left turn lane to go, then the two left lanes showed up. And as I got closer to the light, I saw one little car sitting in the straight lane, which is the middle lane. And I'm like, oh, there is a car here. But the entire time I sat there in that line waiting for that light to change, no other cars drove in that straight lane. So I said, this means something. You know, the whole time I was sitting there, I mean, I must have been sitting there for like 3 minutes or more. And the whole time I was sitting there, I was like, this is strange. There are no cars in the middle lane. There's only cars in the left lane and right lane. This is weird. I've never seen such. Then I started thinking, this must be some kind of a sign. And sure enough, it was a sign, because when I got up to the light and saw that one little car, it was a little car too, that one little car in the at the light in that straight lane, it hit me. I started thinking about that verse about the narrow way and the wide way, and how most people take the wide path instead of the narrow path, and that's what came to my mind. So it's like God showing me, you see all these people, they go to the left, they go to the right, but how many go straight? How many people go straight? We're so busy going to the left, going to the right, going around this corner, going up here, going back there, even going backwards. You know, we go all these different directions trying to find that missing piece, or trying to find that soulmate, or trying to find God. We do all these things, go all these different directions, trying to find something that we're looking for. And who's taking that straight path? God is a straight path. Jesus is a straight path. There's a straight path to Jesus. There's a straight path to God. If you are so busy taking lefts and rights and going back and going around corners, it's going to take you that much longer to reach God. It's going to take you that much longer, because He is a straight path. He's not to the left. He's not to the right. He's right there in front of you. He's straight ahead. And when I started thinking about that, I was like, oh my goodness, this is definitely God showing me something. He is showing me something. And you know what, to back that up, when I got close to home in my neighborhood, there was a guy on the corner, and he was talking to another man. And then I saw this big old sign that he was holding, and I was trying to read the sign, and it said something about Jesus is Lord, trust in Him, and repent. And I think it said more than that, but I did read that part. Jesus is Lord. Man, I was reading that, and I said, oh, I just started laughing. I couldn't help it. I just started laughing. I said, my goodness, God is awesome. God will get a message to you. He will get a message to you. And that's just the second thing that happened. So the first thing, narrow is the way, wide is, that's what it is. Narrow is the way, wide is the gate. Because people always go the wide route instead of going the narrow route. Just go straight ahead. God is straight. God is in your face. There's no need to go all these different ways. There's no need to dip and dab here and there and try this religion and that religion. Just go straight to God. Jesus made the way for you to go straight to him. All you got to do is trust and believe. They made it so simple. They made it so simple. I mean, how much easier is it to go straight than to take this curve and take that curve and go backwards and around this corner? It's so much easier just to go straight. God made it easy. He made salvation easy for us. It's a gift. It's nothing you have to earn. It's nothing you have to search for. It's right there. All you got to do is ask for it and receive it. That's it. It's so easy. Salvation is very easy. And I don't know why we like to make things difficult. I guess we like puzzles and all that kind of stuff. I mean, people that love drama, they're gonna like labyrinths and puzzles and stuff anyway, because they like drama. God is not drama. God is not drama. God is straightforward, direct. Straightforward, he's in your face. Straightforward and direct. That was the first thing. The second thing, how much time I got left? Okay, the second thing is, the second thing is the man holding that sign up, because I already gave the last call message that God gave me. And then when I saw this man standing there with his sign, giving that same call out, I said, wow. You know, it's that energy out there. That energy is, God is getting ready to do something. I just said, Lord, what are you getting ready to do? I had gotten so excited. I was just like laughing and giggling. I said, Lord, I can't wait to see what you got planned. What are you getting ready to do? I know you get ready to do something. And I'm just so excited to find out what it is. I am just so excited. And then after that, after I saw the guy standing with that sign, I thought about something else. Yesterday, I was talking to God about a situation that happened on my job. And it was about, like, disrespect. You know, how the students are. I had made some kind of comment about adult children and how they were disrespectful to the teachers. You know, they were, even though a teacher would be nice and say, you know, it'd be a lot of chatter in the back of the room, and then instructor would say something like, oh, does somebody have a question? I hear a lot of chatter back there. Somebody got a question that we could answer? And that's her way of saying, you know, be quiet. To me, that's what it meant to me. It's telling them, be quiet. We have a class in session. Show some respect. That's how I took her. But she was saying it, you know, in a nice way and stuff like that. But I'm a direct person. So I looked at that. I looked between the lines. That meant for them to shut up. As far as I'm concerned. And I had to talk to the Lord about that. I said, why are these people so disrespectful to the teachers? Why aren't they just saying something? You know, why are they trying to be nice and say things a different way? I said, these people are not respecting them. Even though they're laughing and having fun with the instructors and stuff, they're not showing respect because they're disrupting the class. They're not showing the respect. They're not even doing what she's saying. You know, she tells them all through the day, all throughout the day. You know, I hear a lot of chatter back there. Anybody got a question? You know, so just telling them to shut up. You know, you're not supposed to say shut up, but you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I talked to God about that yesterday, and then this morning, God took care of that. God took care of that this morning. One of the instructors, because we have two instructors, one of them said straight out that we noticed your behavior. We notice those of you falling asleep. We notice those of you back there texting and playing games. And we're telling, we're doing a report on each of you that's doing these things. They said, we may not say anything, but we're watching you. And what we see and what we hear, we have to report it to the managers. And they're going to report it to your recruiter. And the way she was saying it, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, they finally said something, and they said it stern, straight to the point. And then at the end, she was trying to say, well, I had to be the bad guy. You know, she was trying to get back into that other mode, you know. But, no, you can't play. I mean, it's okay to joke around and stuff like that, but you have to have order. You have to keep the order in your classroom. If you have to come straight out, I mean, they could have said that the first day. You know, not the third day. They could have said that the first day. You know, because they were getting on my nerves. chatter. All that chattering and stuff, you know, it just getting on my nerves. It was getting on my nerves. So that's why I talked to God about it, and he nipped it in the bud right away. So, I mean, that's why it's so good to have God on your side.
Man, it's so good to have somebody that you can go and talk to about anything and just say, Lord, I mean, because I was talking on behalf of the instructors. I mean, those people are getting on my nerves, all that chattering, you know, and I'm like, why aren't they doing something about this? You know, because they're really being disrespected. Don't they see that they're being disrespected? You know, so God, I guess he, like, put a fire under them, had them say what they said today, but the class was a lot more quiet today. A lot more quiet. I think only once after that, the instructor had to remind them of their behavior or whatever. But it was a lot more quiet and better behaved students there after that. So that was three things. But something is about to happen. I don't know what it is. I just can't wait. Man, I can't wait to find out what that is. When that man was standing on that corner with that sign, and I think I told you, I shared with you in one of them other messages that I was driving down the road one day and I saw this big old sign. I forgot what it said. My mind just went blank. But it was saying something about God right there. Oh, it said, wake up. That's what it said. Yeah, thank you. It said, wake up. And somebody had written, wake up, on a sign that was real high up. And it was like in front of a gas station or something. But when you drive and you see it, it's like, wake up. And man, that's God's message. God's message is wake up. And then this guy on the corner says, Jesus is Lord. Believe on him and repent. So he's talking about Jesus, talking about repenting and waking up. So with God doing this at this time, 2013, something big is about to happen. He's planning something. He's planning something. So my prayer is that if you don't have it right with God yet, maybe you ought to think about that. Maybe you ought to think about getting it right. Or if you out there pretending you got it right, maybe you ought to know for sure. If you are not really sure, you need to find out, maybe. I'm not going to be telling you what to do, but I'm just saying, my God, something's about to happen, and I just wish I knew. I wonder if I asked God, he'd tell me. Are you going to tell me what's happening? Oh, figures. He said no. So I don't know. I guess I'll find out with everybody else what it is, because God told me no. But I'm telling you. Okay, I'm going to get off here. I'm just talking right now. But I did my meditation today on a tape recorder. And I had taped the stuff I'm telling you now, but instead of me playing the tape for you, because it may not sound too good, so I'm just talking right now since I'm on here anyway. But my one of my meditations is going to be from this tape, so hopefully it'll come out good. I'm still trying to catch up with these past notes. Let me see what I got left here. Some of these I had done earlier because God had me skip some stuff to get to it, like the resurrection. So we already did the resurrection. So we just did Satan. Can Satan cast out Satan? Okay, and we already did resurrection because God wants you to have that for Easter. Okay, there's one in here that I'm not going to share because it may cause a lot of problems with some people. Still talking to God about that one because it's about who God's chosen people are, and he told me who they are. He gave me the Bible verse of who they are. I don't think I shared that one, because if I did, I definitely didn't share my notes on it, because I reread those notes. I'm like, oh, boy, you know, and I've tried to, like, delete some stuff out of the notes. So I don't think I shared that one with you, but God gave me the verses of who his chosen people are. And that may make some people not very happy. Let me see. Okay, I got a Galatians in here. So I'm just going to go through my notes. I'm going to get thee behind me, Satan. So I got a couple of things left. And then I'll start getting back caught up. That's if I even share these last two. I'm going to have to read back over them and see if I'm even going to share those last two. If not, then I'll have to just start back. I mean, I'm still behind. I'm still pretty much behind. But if I scratch out a couple of these, then I can catch up much faster. But I'm going to talk to the Lord about it and see if I can go ahead and skip these or if he wants me to share them anyway. So we shall see. But I thank you for your patience, because this is has been crazy, a crazy ride. Even the second message I did on my tape recorder didn't come out good. But I went ahead and shared that with you. And that was the one when that guy was home. So it's not a coincidence that the second message that I was going to share with you didn't record good, because that was the one about the man with the sign. But I'm going to go ahead and go because my time is running out. So may God bless you, and may you continue to walk on your journey, and remember to always have God on your side. Talk to him every day. Even if you don't feel his presence, talk to him anyway so that he'll know that you are serious about knowing. 60 seconds. Well, thank you, Blog Talk, for letting me know. So y'all have a wonderful evening, wonderful morning, wonderful day, whatever time it is that you're listening to this, and God bless you always and forever.